At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, everyone, let's be real. We've all had to deal with a bad neighbor at some point, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a rite of passage.
It really is. But today, we're diving into a story that takes bad neighbors to a whole other level. Buckle up, because this one's a wild ride. We found this letter written to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast, and just, wow. Trash, mystery, chickens. You name it, this story's got it.
Sounds intriguing.
Oh, it is. Yeah. So picture this. Our letter writer and their cousin are living in this great apartment, sharing a yard with some of the other tenants. All seems pretty good, right?
Right.
Until they realize someone's been using their side of the yard as a dumping ground.
Ugh, that's the worst, especially when it's a shared space.
Exactly. Makes it even more frustrating trying to figure out who's behind it. Like, is it someone in this building or that one?
Yeah.
It's a mystery wrapped in a trash bag.
A total guessing game.
So, of course, they try to fix it themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clean up the mess, trim back this tree that seems to be giving the trash tosser some cover.
Huh?
You know, be proactive.
Makes sense. Create a less appealing target.
You'd think. But, and here's where it gets interesting. It seems like that might have actually backfired.
Oh, how so?
Well, it's like the trash tosser took it as a challenge. The littering got worse, more blatant.
Really? So they doubled down?
Hard. And our letter writer. They are not the type to back down from a challenge. So they pull an all-nighter. Well, more like a very early morning, like 4:30 a.m., staked out on their balcony, waiting to catch the culprit.
Wow. Dedicated.
Oh, yeah. They were determined. And guess what? It worked. Mm-hmm. They actually spot someone on another balcony, just casually chucking trash bags into their shared yard.
No.
Oh, it gets better. Turns out it wasn't just a one-time thing. This was a pattern.
So at that point, it's not an accident anymore.
Not even a little. This is deliberate, which is just unsettling. But wait, there's more.
More? What else could there be?
So in the middle of all this stakeout action, they stumble upon another layer to this whole saga. Remember I mentioned chickens?
Right. What about them?
Turns out those chickens weren't exactly up to code, as in the coop was a zoning violation.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Talk about adding insult to injury.
See, this is why shared living spaces can be so tricky.
Seriously. So you're probably thinking, okay, time to bring in the landlord, right?
Right.
Problem solved.
Right. Get that lease agreement involved.
Exactly. But not so fast. Remember, we're dealing with someone who's totally okay with chucking trash out their window at 4 a.m.
Good point. Subtlety might not be their strong suit.
Not at all. So our letter writer, they decide to, you know, be the bigger person, try the direct approach.
Oh, brave. What they do, bake cookies, a friendly wave.
Even better, they go right up to the guy and politely ask him to stop using their yard as his personal garbage disposal.
What'd Mr. 4 a.m. Trash Toss have to say about that?
Get this. He basically shrugs and goes, don't tell me what to do.
You're kidding.
Nope. Can you believe that? It's like the audacity of some people.
Seriously. It's one thing to accidentally be a bit careless, but to just disregard someone's requests like that.
Right. It's wild.
It really makes you wonder what goes through someone's mind in those moments.
Totally. Like, where's the self-awareness?
Right. Maybe a bit of a control issue going on there. Who knows? But anyway, back to our intrepid letter writer. They've tried being nice. Clearly, that didn't work. Time for plan B.
Oh, yeah. Plan B is in full effect. They're done messing around.
What'd they do? Hire a private investigator?
Almost. They set up security cameras.
Yes. Nothing says, I'm taking this seriously, like high-definition surveillance.
Seriously. And this is where documentation becomes key, right?
100%. Having that concrete proof, it's crucial, especially if you need to escalate things later on.
Exactly. But before we get to the legal showdown, there's another plot twist.
Oh, no, not another one. What now?
Remember those chickens? Those, shall we say, not exactly up-to-code chickens.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Well, those chickens, they had friends.
Friends? Like more chickens.
Not just more chickens.
Ew.
Roosters.
Roosters. Oh no, you're kidding me.
Nope. Roosters. And you know what roosters like to do?
Crow at the break of dawn.
Oh, you better believe it. We're talking a full-on rooster opera starting at about 4 a.m. every single morning.
Ugh, my worst nightmare.
Honestly, this letter writer, they deserve some kind of medal for patience. I mean, they've tried being reasonable. They've got the security footage. They're dealing with the trash. A.N.D., a rooster symphony at the crack of dawn.
Seriously, most people would have snapped by then.
Right, but they keep going. This is where knowing your rights as a tenant is so important, wouldn't you say?
100%. It's easy to feel powerless in those situations, but you're not.
Right. Knowledge is power, as they say. So our listener, armed with that knowledge and a whole lot of evidence, they're ready to fight back.
It's like they've been gathering intel this whole time, and now it's time to deploy it.
Exactly. And deploy it, they do. They contact the town, not just about the trash, but about the whole chicken coop zoning violation, the noise complaints, the works.
Going all in. I love it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the best part. They don't stop there. Oh no, they rally the troops. They start talking to other neighbors who've also been putting up with this nonsense.
Because there's strength in numbers, right?
Exactly. And you know what? It worked. It might have taken time. These things don't happen overnight. But the town finally took action.
That's amazing. What happened?
Fines were issued. The roosters. Well, let's just say they found a new home where their musical talents are more appreciated. And the trash tossing. Over. Done. Finito.
It's so satisfying when things work out like that.
It really is.
Yeah.
Though, let's be real, it shouldn't take months of effort and a mountain of evidence to get a neighbor to, you know, just be a decent human being.
You're preaching to the choir here. Common courtesy shouldn't feel like a radical concept.
Right. But hey, at least there's a happy ending, right?
Definitely. And for anyone listening who might be going through something similar, remember this story. Document everything, talk to your neighbors, know your rights, and don't give up.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you know, for all the craziness of this story, it's actually kind of inspiring.
Oh, totally.
It reminds us that even when we're faced with these frustrating, ridiculous situations, sometimes a little persistence and maybe a well-placed security camera can go a long way. And with that thought, we're wrapping up another deep dive. Until next time, listeners, remember, be kind to your neighbors, document everything, and if you hear any roosters crowing suspiciously early in the morning, run.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.